World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mutakwa, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, moderator. How are you?
I'm good, self, as the moderator here. Are you fine?
I'm very fine.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been quite a while since we last spoke. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, we are talking about God the Father this afternoon. And, you know, Jesus taught us to call him our Father. He exists in eternal and mysterious unity with the Son and the Holy Spirit as one Godhead, and is the source of everything in existence. And let's talk about God the Father. Now, who is he? Who's God the Father?
Okay.
Whose father is he, by the way?
Okay. Thank you so much. I thank you so much, listeners, those who are hearing us from this radio. Shall we pray before we begin? Mm. Gracious Father, our Lord and our God in heaven, we call upon your name this afternoon in this particular area as we discuss who you are. Give us the insights and the understanding so that we are able to put this topic in the manner which is supposed to be put. Bless the moderator and the listeners. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, in one of the books of the Seventh-day Adventist, the fundamental beliefs that talks about 28 fundamental beliefs. Among them is head. And under it is a chapter that deals with God the Father. In its beginning, it describes God as the eternal Father and as the Creator, as the sovereign of all creation.
Mm.
It describes him as just and holy,
mm-hmm,
merciful and gracious. It describes God as slow to anger and abounding in his steadfast love and faithfulness. Whilst he describes him like that, he says the qualities and the powers exhibited in the Son and the Holy Spirit are just a revelation of God the Father himself. Now, who is God the Father? Whose Father is he? In Genesis 1, verse 1, I want to solidify what I was actually reading from the Seventh-day Adventist belief. That the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, the Bible tells us that he is the creator, he is the source of heaven.
Yes.
That everything that we see on this particular earth is the source of human beings, because even these human beings were created in his own image. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35, the Bible says, to you it was shown that you might know that the Lord himself is God. There is none other besides him.
Mm.
That's why when we say he's the sovereign, in Hebrew, I remember at school, and one time we hear that there are other gods that we may not know, and so forth. This one is the only one above all.
Yeah.
He is sovereign. There is none like him besides him. He is of his own. That's how he can be described. Now, for one to understand who he is, we just have to get to the Bible, because it's only the Bible that can describe who he is. In our own canon knowledge, it's very difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you go on to pose another question to say, who's the Father is he? In Isaiah chapter 63, verse 16 to 17, this is what Isaiah, the prophet, told the children of Israel. You are, referring to God, that you are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us, and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, our Father, our Redeemer, from old is your name. Meaning, the children of Israel during the time of Isaiah, knew God as their father.
I see.
The same Isaiah goes on to say, oh Lord, you are our father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. You know, the children of Israel would wonder, go.
Yeah. Ooh, Pastor Mutakwa. Pastor Mutakwa?
Hello?
Yes. All right. Yeah. No, I lost you there for a moment. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, network because of power outages. Yeah. So what I'm trying to quote here is Isaiah chapter 16. We talk about God being our father.
Yeah.
And also in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, you are the sons of the Lord your God. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession. Out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. So again, Moses speaking to the children of Israel emphasizes the fact that God is our father.
I get you.
He is our source of what we are.
So he is the father to the Israelites, to the children of Israel. He's the father to all of those people. And are you saying that we have to claim him as our father as well?
Yes, because that is where we come from. Those are our descendants. We come from that lineage up to our time. So the Bible actually says when he during the time of creation, he created male and female, both in his own image. We come from him. He is the one who possesses us. He is the one who owns us because he is the father of all of us up to our time. All human race, the father is God. We are created in his image. That's what the Bible says.
So is he the father to Jesus also?
Yes. Now, this one we have to understand it properly because this is where many people lose it out. In John chapter 20, verse 17, the Bible says, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. It's that the time after he resurrected from the grave. And they are coming to the grave to try and check to see if he is in there. He can be anointed with oil and so forth. And they find he has risen. And he says, I don't want anyone to touch me. I go on to tell my brothers, the disciples and others, that I have first ascended to the Father. And who is that Father? Who is also your Father? And who is also your God? In Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus is on the cross. And says, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And by praying, he begins the prayer by saying, Father, forgive them. Meaning, he is Jesus' Father. In verse 46 of the same verse, he says, the Father, into your hands I commit my spirit as he is dying. So there's no doubt that he was not talking to himself, but he was talking to a being that was above him, who is the Father, who is in heaven.
Talking to a being that is above him, who is in heaven, as you say. If then he's the being who is above him, is he superior to Jesus, like a human father would be to his own child?
No, let me put it this way. In John chapter 14, verse 28, the same Jesus says, the Father is greater than I.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And when we go to somewhere around Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, Christ elsewhere says that he came not to do his own will, but the will of him who sent him, who is the Father. So in the garden, he prays, and as he's about to be nailed, he sees the whole scenario to be heavy before him. He says, not my will, but your will be done, in Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Now, we must understand the context of Jesus here. If in the Bible only there are verses that said the Father is greater than Jesus, then we might need to conclude that the Son relates to the Father as an inferior, or as a servant, or as a son in our arrangement as human beings. But Scripture also has verses like, he was in the form of God and did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. That is Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. John tells us that the Word was God in John 1, verse 1. All things were created through the Word, and He is the Creator. He is God. And Jesus goes further in John chapter 10, verse 30 to say, I and the Father are one. So again, in John chapter 1, verse 14, Jesus says, yet John tells the same to say, Jesus became what? Flesh. What we need to understand here is that in the form of God, Christ is equal to God. When he came in the form of a servant to be an example like us, he taught us to depend on God. He was like us. In that context, he was someone who was less to God, because he took over, a form of a servant, a form of a human being, in order to be an example before us. So in that context, he was dependent upon the Father. Yet, at the same time, he is God himself. That is why the Godhead composes of three that bear witness in heaven. That's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He is not in the context, I want to put it very clear, that we do like we say, my son, your son, because you can be where you are in South Africa, your son can be in the United States of America. You will not know what your son is doing in the USA. Mm. But these three work in unison. Let me read this one, which says, the Father, Son remain a distinct person, but they work together for the salvation of those who have been chosen. So the Father is revealed to us as the principle of the Godhead, the one who plans the work of salvation and who sends the Son in order to carry it out. So the Son pleads for us in the presence of the Father, and the Father forgives us because of the Son's intercession on our behalf. So these, when they work, they are working in unison. What the Father is doing, the Son knows, the Holy Spirit knows. That is the mystery that is on the issue of the Godhead, according to the Bible, not according to my own understanding, but biblically.
Yeah, you know, Pastor, are you still here?
I am around.
Yeah, it sounds like a whole lot of complicated stuff, because on the one hand, we say, he says, well, the Father is greater than me, I've been sent by the Father, etc., which shows a hierarchy there. On the other hand, we say, no, if we look at it from this way, then he is equal to the Father, because, in fact, he is also God, etc., etc. It sounds a whole lot of a confusion, really, because it sounds that we are ending up unsure exactly which position to take. So it depends on where you look at it, or from which direction you look at it, or from which position you look at it from, eh?
Yeah. First of all, this is the reason why, even when he told the disciples, it's in Matthew chapter 24, when he says the hour when he was going to be coming is only known by God, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
We have to understand that when Jesus was on earth, he was representing a human being. And what kind of a human being? A human being of a nature like mine, of a nature like you, in the sense that we are in a foreign nature. A foreign nature is a nature that has to depend upon God. The context in which he speaks, when he talks of the Father being greater than him, was in a situation where he wants human beings to be drawn to God. But now, at the same time, he needed people to understand that even when he left heaven, he came, he was a representative of the Father of God who is in heaven. So we must understand the context in which he speaks from. When he speaks these words is on the earth. But when he goes to heaven, he takes his part. And what part? That of interceding between a foreign human being and the Father. He takes a Godhead form. This is why he is the only one who had the power to die for us in John chapter 3, verse 16, on Calvary. And that whosoever believeth in this Jesus is going to be forgiven. Meaning, he's a God. But the form that he takes is that accommodates. I am also a teacher by profession.
Mm-hmm.
I have handled kids, small kids at a primary level. Sometimes I would teach grade 7 and what. You must be in their shoes for them to understand you.
Mm.
Otherwise, if you behave in a form of, I went to the university where you were doing those teaching methodologies from the university.
Mm.
You want to behave in that form at that higher level. They will not understand you. You must dance to their tune. When they dance, you must dance. When they laugh, you must laugh. For them to understand who you are, the whole idea is you are trying to inculcate something into them. So Jesus took this form for humanity to understand. If he came like the way God is, no one would have been with him. No one would even understand. No one would even be near him. So the context of him referring him not to be equal to the Father was that of referring people to God. That they know that when they are on earth, they depend on God. That is why if we must go to God, we must go through Jesus Christ. This is the explanation I can give. I know this part is very difficult for most humanity, but this is the mystery that surrounds the Godhead. That's why if we are going to understand everything, to know God be in everything, then he stops being a God. Certain things we must have a limit where we must keep searching and keep praying because he is beyond us.
Mm. Well, interesting and complicated at the same time. Pastor, I want to thank you so much, Pastor Mutagwa, for joining us this afternoon. It has truly been a pleasure having you on board. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. And may the Lord bless you. Listeners, be blessed by the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Oh, yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. It is now 29 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, and we are going to be having a look at the fun fact of the day. Did you know that up to 50 books can be made from just one tree? Being sustainable is a massive part of our day-to-day lives, and being able to make up 50 books from just one tree is fantastic, especially with printing companies using fully sustainable paper. Also, a new movement on YouTube is trying to plant 20 million trees. Why don't you become a part of that movement? There you have it. The name is Zama Malote. We are going to be together until the hour of 6 o'clock this evening. And of course, Tapelo Moloi is going to be joining us from 6 to 8. And the whole afternoon, we are actually enjoying this time together with you. I do hope that you are actually, on the other hand, enjoying the day with us. And it's good, man. It's lovely. And there's just something in the air about this season. And I absolutely enjoyed. That was Pastor Mutagwa, by the way, Pastor Shepherd Mutagwa, who has spoken to us about God the Father earlier. Very interesting views there. Those are the beliefs of the SDA Church.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.